I think the other issue that is, I think, very important for medical oncologists is dealing with the recurrent ovarian cancer problem. And most patients will recur, and then they ultimately will become resistant to platinum drugs. And now the paradigm is to use carboplatin and gemcitabine or paclitaxel. And carboplatin patients with platinum-sensitive disease, once they become resistant, then the drugs such as topotecan and pegylated liposomal doxorubicin and gemcitabine are used. And there's a lot of issues at which of those drugs to use. But when they become platinum resistant, then fortunately the response rates are down to around 10%. So the reality is, no matter which drug you choose, it's probably not going to make much difference in the sense that you're not going to cure that group of patients, the duration of a response is going to be relatively short, and you're probably going to wind up switching to another one. So we use these drugs in sequence. We try to give patients drug holidays so that if they're asymptomatic, they can be off chemotherapy. It's always an issue of, you know, undertreating versus overtreating, and quality of life is really an important driving factor in trying to maintain these patients for as long as you can.